Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bjorn Lomborg of the Hoover Institution, as well as the Copenhagen Consensus, his organization, commenting on the ambition of the year 2000. A lot of history since then. We're in the third decade of the 21st century, and it's not clear where we're going. And the year 2015, when the nations came together for goals to do with net zero, with climate change, with concerns about the deterioration of the Earth's sustainability. However, at the same time, the United Nations made a much longer list. The simple way was to say laundry list, but that's inappropriate here. It's a list of political thinking in 2015. Here we are halfway to the target, 2015 to 2030, and very little of this has been achieved. And you could say, well, listen, we're at a war in Europe, and the Global South is evidencing mass migration that comes up against the conflicts with the global north. So why do you hold us accountable? Well, the fact is these ambitions are worthwhile. So Bjorn has identified in his National Post piece one goal that, after reading about it, seems immediately achievable. In fact, I'm amazed that it hasn't happened yet. Bjorn, how do we end tuberculosis?
Well, it's actually very, very simple, because we've already done it in the rest of the world. Remember, tuberculosis was probably the leading killer in the 1800s. We estimate 1/4 of everyone who died in the 1800s died from tuberculosis. Over the last 200 years, about 1 billion people have died from tuberculosis. A lot of the people you think about from the 18 and early 1900s died from tuberculosis. Yet we fixed it because it's a bacteria. You just give people drugs, simple drugs, and then it disappears. Now, it's actually not quite as simple, because you need to take it for 4 or 6 months. And that's one of the troubles, that it's hard to get people to keep taking their medication. You know, if you get a pill and you have to take it for 2 weeks, when you get well, you know, you start forgetting to do it. If you actually have to do this for 4 months, that's a little harder. And so you need some more engagement to get people to do it. The second part is we need to find a lot of the people who are not diagnosed right now. So we estimate about 10 to 11 million people are sick with tuberculosis every year, but only about 6 million of them are discovered. So there's 4 million who basically don't get any medication, and many of them will die, but they also transmit the disease. That's why it's still the leading infectious disease. It's not COVID in 2022. It was tuberculosis, killing 1.4 million people. So we really need to do something about it. And the amazing thing is, it is so cheap. This is one of the 12 best investments for the world. If we invest it in, and we would have to pay about $6.2 billion more per year, but then we could basically cut tuberculosis almost entirely. We'd end up with a couple hundred thousand cases by the end of 2050. But we'd basically save about 1 million lives every year till mid-century. That's an amazing achievement.
We'd improve the ambitions of the families around the people who struggle. Remember, we used to write operas about tuberculosis, La Boheme. You know, we celebrated it in the North, and then it disappeared. And I read about it, thanks to you, Bjorn. I realize that the areas to focus the investment in education are Southeast Asia, Africa, and the Western Pacific, especially India and China and Indonesia, all governances that are effectively well-organized now for education and money. And so you can apply yourself to a success and do it by 2030. Is that imaginable?
Oh, absolutely. This is something we promised for a very long time. So we keep promising we're going to give more money to tuberculosis, and we keep not doing it. And I think the simple answer is it's because it's not top of mind. It's very sort of ironic that you just read about it in the paper. I'm very happy you did. We're actually writing in 35 papers around the world. So you read about it in one of the Rich World papers, but we write about it in Times of India and many other places around the world. And we try to get this message out that this is one of the very, very good investments. But fundamentally, the problem is the people who die, so the 1.4 million people who die every year, are the least powerful people in the world. They typically live in slum areas or in transitory areas or in prison communities or in mining communities. They're people who don't have very much power, and therefore, a lot of people just don't care all that much about them. But surely we owe it both to the world, to them, to their kids, that they don't die. But also, of course, stopping this incredibly devastating infectious disease. And when we have it within our power and can do so very, very cheaply, I think we really should.
Bjørn Lomborg, for the Hoover Institution and for the Copenhagen Consensus, the sustainable goals for the United Nations to one goal, eliminate tuberculosis. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.